Start Temple Podcast. I'm Saltic, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 16. Well, hello everybody, and happy 2012. This is the first episode for this new year. Well, thank you for tuning in and listening. I hope that you'll join me for the rest of the year. I have some news to share with you concerning the White Star Temple. Firstly, for those of you who listened to my last episode, you would have heard me say that I was going to have about a six-week break from my groups and other obligations. And in that time, I took the opportunity to really focus on my second White Star Temple book. And I'm happy to say that it's about three quarters finished. So I would imagine a couple of months more and it will be done. And as I'm going through the older lectures, I'm really, really enjoying it. This book is going to be absolutely fantastic. The first book was terrific. It pretty much introduces the fairly basic and foundation concepts of the temple, and it introduces the idea of the temple itself. It's also a terrific book. For those of you who haven't yet read it, for a limited time, it is still available on my website, www.melchizedekuniversity.com, as a free digital download. There's also a print version of the book, if that is your preference. I myself prefer to have printed books at this point in time. So go and download it for free, read it, in preparation for book two, which will come out hopefully in the first half of this year. Book two, as I just said, is really terrific. The first book I put in every single lecture I had recorded up until that point. And it covers the first four audio series sets. This book, however, I'm putting in only what I consider to be the key lectures spanning the last 5 years. So I've cherry-picked the best of the lectures, the ones that I think really give a fantastic and cohesive and comprehensive overview of the White Star Temple and its spiritual philosophy. This book will also pretty much complete the Melchizedek University, part of the White Star Temple. In fact, the White Star Temple was pretty much set up by Melchizedek to be a spiritual university, both in messages, which the recordings and the book certainly archive, but also energetic, because the masters have always said that the greater form of communication when they commune with us is the energies. So the energy imprint of the White Star Temple gave the greater impetus and insight and understanding to the words that were given. And the words, as beautiful and wonderful as they are, have always been a trigger for the energies, which is why when you hear the recordings, the original Ascended Master recordings from within the temple, you get the energy download with those recordings. Anyway, if you would like to receive a copy of Teachings from the White Star Temple, Book 2, let me know. I will take advance orders. And that also means that when it comes to print this particular edition, I'll have the funds there to do that. And you can either message me on my Facebook page, which is Soltech Channel, or you can email me, melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com. And Melchizedek is spelled M-E-L-C-H-I-Z-E-D-E-K. It's proving an ongoing pleasure to work on this second book, and I'm really excited about publishing it in the near future. And unlike the first book, I'm going to have a book launch for this particular edition. And I'll let you know when that happens. I'll do that both in the physical in my local town, but I'll also do it online as well. Okay, next news is concerning that wonderful opportunity that is Facebook for connecting people together. Last episode I mentioned that there was a Facebook campaign for the White Star Temple. Well, since then it really has snowballed, and I pretty much have one person to thank for that, and that person is Simon Hinton from the UK. I had created a White Star Temple Facebook group quite some time ago, but unfortunately due to my particular disability with my hands and therefore my limited use of the computer, I wasn't able to really expand that group or work with it in any meaningful way. And Simon came along and very kindly and almost instantaneously networked and created a White Star Temple group that now has over 1,600 members. It virtually happened overnight. And I was astonished to wake up and find that this group that was pretty tiny and not really doing anything was now this fully functioning and very crowded place. So thanks to Simon, he's proving to be an ongoing support, which is wonderful. He connects with the temple, and we'll hear in his words a bit about Simon in this episode. Thanks also to Jenny Davis, who's also co-admin with me in this White Star Temple group. She lives locally to me and attends my personal White Star Temple meditation group and has done so for quite some years now. She's very experienced with the temple and has a fantastic overview of all the teachings, and in fact helped me with the first White Star Temple book. So she's on board as part of the Facebook team as well. And if you would like to become part of the White Star Temple group, just go searching for it on Facebook. It's intended that this group focus specifically on the White Star Temple and its teachings. So if that's something that you would like to do, then you are more than welcome to join us there. Let's move along to your feedback. And firstly, we're going to hear from Dal, who says, "Dear Saltik, I greatly appreciate your efforts in spreading the love and light through the White Star Temple and Ascended Master Meditation podcasts. The meditations and lectures have profoundly touched me. Kindest regards, Dal." Well, thank you, Dal. It's always good to receive positive feedback, and I'm glad that you're appreciating and enjoying my podcasts. Next, we're going to hear from Rebecca from the US, who says, "Hi, Saltik. My friend and I did an energy exchange the other day, and you and your sister were in the White Star Temple. I set my intention before the session to go straight to the heart of God. It was another absolutely beautiful experience. The love there was so amazing, the vibration so high, sometimes it's so hard to come back into your body. I love the channelings on your websites and information. Anyway, thanks for all that you do with your energy work. It's profound. Love and light to all of you. Rebecca." Thanks, Rebecca, and thanks also for the energy exchange. Very interesting. Next is Maria Blackenvoort, who says, "Hi, Saltik. I would like to say how deeply and connected I feel to all your very intense and uplifting and expanding lectures. I started with my spiritual journey and have been listening to your lectures since 2009. I ordered your complete set of Melchizedek lectures and feel my consciousness has expanded in such a way I cannot express in words. When I heard about the free White Star Temple book you are offering, I could not hold back my joy. Thank you, Saltik, again, Maria." Well, thanks, Maria. I'm delighted that you have been enjoying these Ascended Master meditations for so long. I'm also pleased that you're reading my White Star Temple book. Lastly, we're going to hear from Tina, who says, Dearest Soltec, my name is Tina Rayner, and I am writing to you from the Vancouver, Canada area. I am an assistant editor on the psycho-spiritual page for the website www.allthingshealing.com. I love the Ascended Master teachings and would love to help give them more exposure. When I heard one of your White Star Temple podcasts yesterday, wherein you requested this, I got excited. Thank you for your work and for your consideration, Tina. Thank you, Tina. And thank you for your support. Yes, I had been putting out via this podcast the invitation for listeners to kindly help network these beautiful teachings. And I'll take the opportunity to put that invitation out once more. So any free lectures that you find on my website, www.melchizedekuniversity.com, please do share with others and post them onto chat rooms and also other websites that you think are appropriate. And then please let me know that you've done this so that I have an understanding of the good work that you're doing and how far these lectures are going out into the world. So thanks again to Tina for doing this. And since she wrote this first email to me, she has kindly submitted two of my temple lectures to the allthingshealing.com website, and both of them have been published and have been met with a positive response. And I'm sure that Tina will continue to do this as the year goes on. So check out Tina's website that she's affiliated with. I've been there, and it certainly is very well produced and comprehensive. Well, if you'd like to give me your feedback, I'd really welcome that. You can contact me by email, melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com. And more than this, if you would like to send me a recording, that would be even better. So you can send me a recording of your voice, giving your feedback, or just saying hello. You can send it to me by email. I'm here with Susanna Light, who has a very interesting experience to share with you that occurred for her through the White Star Temple.
Thank you, Soltec. This experience is one that I had many years ago, and I can't prove that it happened. If there are any skeptics out there, I didn't write it down. The memory of it is even starting to fade, but it was something that was so outstanding to me that it is obviously I was altered, completely altered after it. It came about when I was thinking about time, and that time is an illusion, and I have quite a logical brain at times, and I was really starting to have conversations while I was in the temple energies. And one of them was a question of what does that really mean? How can that be? And what sort of experience could that be? So what I had taken to doing was timing my meditations. And I realized that I was having very broad experiences, but they were only taking a few minutes. And I wondered how, because I couldn't even think that much. I couldn't think about the experience that it felt like it should take half an hour, and yet I would come back and it would only be a few minutes. So I was getting very precise at timing, and this particular day I was waiting for the hour to tick by before I started my meditation, and I'd taken to putting a recording in and waiting to press play until the clock ticked on a certain time. So I was waiting for the hour. And I had a beautiful experience. I can't even remember what it was now. But when I came back to myself in my chair and opened my eyes, it was 3 minutes before the hour. And I could be mistaken about that, but I know that I'm not. I was being very careful. And I've got to tell you, the room spun. I hyperventilated a bit. I had a physical reaction to the realization that I came out of the meditation 3 minutes before I went into it. I was seated on the chair at the time. It's not like I'd been in another room at that time. I was preparing myself for the meditation, but it was definitely 3 minutes before I started. And once that happens to you, nothing can ever be the same. And that's one of the many experiences I've had within the White Star Temple, but it sticks in my mind as being one of the major things that have altered my outlook on life. And I thank you very much, Soltec, for making this possible for me. Thank you.
Thanks, Susanna, for sharing that really interesting experience. And it's fantastic that you had tangible confirmation of the illusion of time. And if you would like to experience the temple and its energies, please go to my website, www.melchizedekuniversity.com. You can access the teachings and the recordings from there, as well as this particular podcast. One of the ways in which Simon Hinton and myself are connecting is through a series of global meditations. The first one occurred on February the 20th and was facilitated by Simon. And you can learn about this by going to Simon Hinton's Facebook page and getting in touch with him. Or you can become part of the White Star Temple group and receive notifications about these upcoming global meditations. The one on February the 20th was beautiful and well attended, and I had a marvellous experience through it, as did many. So let's hear from Simon, who says, I recently connected with Soltec after listening to the White Star Temple meditations, which I found via iTunes. I loved the tone of his voice and the beautiful messages and wisdom channeled from the Ascended Masters. Every night before bed, I would switch on my iPad and go to sleep listening to the meditations. I had been working with the Ascended Masters for over a decade, and the results to my life, insight and healing abilities, had been phenomenal. In particular, I had worked with Melchizedek and Saint Germain and had amazing interactions with Sanat Kamara and others. I was fortunate to be initiated into the Order of Melchizedek 12 years ago by Dr. Susie Anthony, one of the most unusual and inspirational people I have ever met. I recognized Melchizedek as an avatar of unity consciousness, which is the recognition that everything in the universe is interconnected and that the bond for this interconnection is love. Love, I once described as the energy that facilitates union. For it is the universal enabling drive and connecting force that transcends the illusion of separation. In its purest form, it is agape or unconditional, for it is natural, organic, has no agenda, and is quite simply the divine. So I wanted to find a little bit more about Soltec and did some research on the internet. I found him on Facebook and we connected. What an incredible tool for connection and communication the internet has become, and a great force for change as people of like mind and heart connect with each other. I cannot imagine the world without it now. So I soon joined the White Star Temple group, which at the time seemed to be mainly a local group for Soltec's work in Australia. I was strongly guided to expand the work and was told by Melchizedek that I should fortify the link with the temple to the earth. So I started this work, and within a week we had over 1,600 members and a very live wire group of positively interacting souls. I requested to Soltec that I orchestrate a global meditation so that those that wanted to get a flavour of the temple as a universal mandala and connection portal to the Ascended Masters could try. I was guided by my great friend and spiritual mentor, Gregory Jensen Van Eaton, to commence on the eve of the new moon, February 20, 2012, as the lunar flow and astrological configurations were particularly magical that day. Gregory's great work with mapping the lunar current had the effect of initiating a spiritual renaissance in my life. The timing was excellent, and this is a record of my working on that day. I had prepared an invocation, agreed by Soltec, that was guided to help people connect. It was a marvelous evening with so many connecting and beautiful reports of interactions and experience in the temple. For those interested, this is the invocation and a record of my experience. I'm gratefully thankful to Soltec for the amazing work he has done to earth the temple, and I look forward to years of collaboration and sharing as planet Earth moves into its new season. So for those of you who are interested in the global meditation that Simon mentioned and that I mentioned earlier, I'll put the invocation up on my website and you can download it and access the temple at your leisure. You can also access the temple using any of my recordings. Simon had also kindly included in this article the invocation itself, as well as his very interesting experience of that meditation while he was in the temple. Unfortunately, in the interest of keeping this episode not too long, I'm not including the invocation or the experience in this episode. No doubt we'll hear from Simon again and the good work he's doing. It's time, as always, for the free Ascended Master Meditation. Well, recently I posted in this podcast feed a beautiful Ascended Master lecture from Akhenaten called Imprint, and I hope you greatly enjoyed this. So for this episode of the Temple Podcast, I'm not actually going to include an Ascended Master lecture from the Temple, but instead I'm going to give you a very simple but very beautiful guided visualization from the Ascended Masters. On my website, masterwisdom.com, I had quite a number of these lovely, simple guided visualizations available for free download. Unfortunately, the company that was hosting these particular meditations folded, and I no longer have these meditations available on my website due to bandwidth restrictions. So I'm going to post these particular guided visualizations in this podcast every now and again, just to keep them going. So I hope you greatly enjoy it. It's one that you can undertake in meditation time and time again, and I've called it Temple of Eternity. Thank you for listening, and I hope to connect with you again soon. I'm Soltec from Australia. All the best, and bye for now. Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, Serapis Bay who joins you. And as ever, it is an honour and a privilege to do so. So, dearest ones, allow a mist of golden white light of Christ consciousness to descend about you, transporting your consciousness to a journey that I wish to take you upon this day. Allow this white light to fade away as if it were a mist, and we find ourselves within the heartland of an ancient forest or jungle. All about us are trees that stand hundreds of feet tall, towering above us. And although these trees provide shelter from the sun, we are not in a darkened place, but rather we see that this forest and jungle is illuminated from within. It is cool but not unpleasant. And as we close our eyes, the forest comes to life. We hear the sounds of exotic birds, the fluttering of wings. We hear the tiniest of insects about us as they go about their business. We hear the scurrying of little feet as creatures of the forest dart about the undergrowth. We hear the rustle of fallen leaves blown gently by the breeze that curls about us, coming from where we do not know. We also hear the soft groaning of the trees themselves as they gently sway at their great height above. It is a creaking sound, very low pitched, almost like a heartbeat in the background. We begin to smell the forest and jungle. There are wild flowers all about. The fallen leaves decaying upon the earth bring us a pungent smell. It is almost intoxicating. The earth itself has its aroma. The undergrowth brings us its scent. So that by the time we open our eyes, we are perfectly intimate with our surroundings. We ourselves are noiseless and still, becoming one, let us say, with the forest, observing, witnessing, gathering into ourselves a stillness. This place has its energy. You can feel it. For I have brought you here. It is truly ancient. All living things present have been here for eons. They hold within them the energy of the ages, a sense of continuance, a sense of that which is eternal. It places into perspective for us our fleeting lives while we are within physical human form, the busyness of our days as they rush past, It is but a blip, let us say, compared to the ongoing experience of Earth. Well, we move forward. There is a pathway. It is an old pathway. We find that there are stones beneath our feet that have been smoothed with the passing of time, so that a perfectly flat track appears before us. We begin to move barefooted. The stone is cool on your feet, but we feel the energy of the earth below us. We know that it has witnessed the dawn of time, when Earth was first held in the mind of God and so manifested into existence. Ahead we come to an ancient rock face. It is a small visible side of a vast mountain that is now obscured by the treetops, for they have grown so tall. And upon this rock face are the twists and turns of all manner of, let us say, roots from these ancient trees. It is almost like a gateway, and we see that there is this small opening before us, discreet, modest and humble, but enough for us to squeeze through. We do so. We are taken into a little passageway, and as we crawl through this space, we know that there is a light ahead. And soon we emerge into a vast cavity, like a cavern within the mountain. It is circular. It is not dark, for we see above that there is an opening at the very apex of this mountain, far above. But somehow the light from the sky is funneled down into a perfect, let us say, spotlight of light, a column of light. And as it enters into this cavern, it diffuses and illuminates gently and quietly everything that is here, including yourselves. And we see that on one face of this inner mountain wall, tens of feet high, there is the most magnificent, absolutely astonishing and ancient stone Buddha, carved out of the living mountain. Absolutely enormous, yet not overwhelming. We gaze upon this. The Buddha itself is perfectly serene. Not merely its expression, but we feel the energy of this statue. Take a moment to just become aware of the vibration of this Buddha. There is a great power to this place. Yet it is quiet, a quiet power. The Buddha's energies are in perfect balance, a great equilibrium fills this inner temple, for you have come to a temple that has existed for what you would term many of your thousands of years. The Buddha has been carved by hands long gone, by a race of peoples whom no longer walk this earth. But it is a living Buddha, for the mountain is alive, it has its consciousness. And so then, the stone Buddha, built from its rock, lives also. Do you know that any statue that has been crafted by ones whom believe in that particular god or goddess or entity takes upon a life of its own, takes upon the spiritual energy that is focused upon it by those whom are worshipful, by those whom have fashioned it to become a symbolic representation for those whom it serves. So held within this stone Buddha is the hopes and wishes, the prayers and meditations and chantings of hundreds and thousands of years devotion by the peoples who came here to worship, to connect with divinity. Be mindful of this next time that you pass an icon or a statue, for it has a living energy held by the substance it is made of, which then takes into itself the thoughts and wishes and prayers of those whom gather about it. So too may you place into your own home such things. But they of themselves are not essential to spirituality. But humans resonate to and are drawn to imagery, ritual, structure. And so they have become important in this way. I ask that you would sit at the feet of this Buddha, and it comes to your attention that scattered about the base of this statue are hundreds of freshly picked flower petals. But this is an illusion, for they have been placed here thousands of years ago. But such is the energy of this temple, this mountain, this statue. So sacred has it become that every living thing placed within it stays within its perfection as the day it was grown. Beautiful. You are looking upon petals that have survived most of recorded human history, and yet they look and smell as fresh as if they were but plucked from the forest but a moment ago. So then they carry the spirit of eternity. You may hold handfuls of these petals to you. They are soft to touch. They are a miracle. We see too then that our Buddha, the mountain Buddha, though hewn from rock, has not aged, has not cracked, has not become patchworked with moss and other such things. But we see that it is as though it were just a moment ago, chiseled away from the mountain. You may lay your hands upon this statue. You are surprised to feel its warmth, though it has never been umbrellaed by direct sunlight. It is the living mountain. The mountain breathes. It has its pulse. There is a warmth. You become tempted to climb upon the Buddha's lap, perhaps to nestle upon an opened hand. So giant is this that you could easily stretch out upon it. And as you do so, you feel as though you are being held by the most loving and exquisite being. It feels so safe, so gentle, yet you sense the power of the ages held within this statue. You begin to feel the peace it emanates. An inner equilibrium begins to form. Thoughts begin to leave your mind. You are being cradled and held by something that is no longer of your world, but is forever within the eternal moment. You understand. As the thoughts begin to leave, the greater wisdom comes into your consciousness. You begin to understand. You understand what it feels like to no longer have the passage of time. You begin to understand that true existence beyond the physical form stretches on forever, but feels but a moment old. Everything is fresh. Everything is new. Eternity does not age. It just is. The one moment, the one instance that extends within the infinite nature of the divine mind. So you understand that how you lead your life and how life seems to pass quickly by you is of no consequence. In the scheme of things, is not significant. It is but a blink of an eye. And you have blinked many times and shall blink again many times. as you spiral through lifetimes and incarnations and incarnations. But always, at the heart of your being, there is the eternal nature of you. What comes and goes, pay it no mind. Enjoy the experience of life embraced by space and time, its measured hours and seconds and days. But know that in truth, you never diminish, you never age. You are held always in perfection. That is the overarching truth of you. And it feels amazing. Begins to come into your consciousness, this understanding. For you have forgotten this. It is not part of space and time which you occupy while in physical form. For if you knew of this eternity and had a tangible presence of it, well, that would spoil the illusion. But here this day, we have reflections of it. And it feels just gorgeous. Because the bliss of your soul knows how wonderful you are, how wonderful existence is, so that you will stay in eternity forever, gladly. Outstretched as you are upon this hand of Buddha, with your gaze upwards, you see the column of light from the mountaintop coming through. And you see that there is movement within this column of light. And to your delight and laughter, more petals materialize within this column of light, gently floating down, filling this cavern as if they were feathers blown about by a simple breeze. And you laugh. It is so beautiful. It is such a joyful gift from the mountain, from the Buddha. Life is joy. Life is fragrant as a petal. Yet life is as fleeting as a flower that stretches toward the sun and shortly after is returned to the earth. But we know differently. We know that petals can last forever in this place. We know we simply have to enjoy the cycles of life and death and life and death again. Until such a time as we are cradled back with divinity, back with the angels, back with the Buddhas, for there are many in existence. We begin to smell the fragrance of this place. We hear laughter. We hear laughter coming from the mountain. It makes us smile. The energies here are truly delightful to be in. But we know we must return to the forest for it is not ours to stay here in this eternal temple, the temple of infinity. We cannot stay. We must return. We must return to our lives, to the blink of an eye. So the light appears about us once more as a mist. We find ourselves back here again, with different eyes to see. And I am Serapis Bey, Adonai.